It is, actually, yeah. But communism as a wholesale form of government, no. Our legal system basically doesn't allow for that. So, I mean, right now we have a socialist city council member. And I think she's crazy. I think she has no idea what she's talking about. And I don't know who she thinks she is saying, well, I want to take all the, you know, the factories that Boeing's put in place and turn them into bus factories. It's like, if we needed more buses, the city would make them. She, you know, and so a lot of the fringe characters, there are obviously extremists on both sides of the table who will argue for certain social policies. But unless the majority of people get behind it, it's never going to happen. So as of right now, I mean, it's good that they're getting out there and, you know, trying to represent their constituencies. But it's also telling of the democratic process that just because a few people feel a certain way, it doesn't mean that they're just going to get to run in and take over. So I think that's good.